Group. This is Ryan. How can I help you?
Hi. I'm calling about a bill for my dad. I don't know if this is overdue or not. I just got the statement, though. Can I give you an account number?
Yes.
23010.
Okay, 23010.
Yes.
Okay, let me just pull up the account. Give me a minute.
Okay.
Okay, this is for Leo Nowicki.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And I see he owes $257. Is this a recent bill or?
Let me just
check. Okay. Okay.
Okay, so there are three date of services, and that is for January 7th of 2025. Then another is January 14th of 2025, and the last one is January 27th, 2025. And for all
yes,
of these claims, we have submitted all of this claim to the patient's primary insurance. Let me just check. Give me a minute.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I just submitted the Medicare. Okay. And I think this is the, you know, annual Medicare deductible, so that's fine.
Yeah.
I can make that payment. But just wanted to let you know my dad has passed away.
Mm-hmm.
He passed away in April, actually. But do you think there will be any future bills or anything? Because I will give you
no.
a different address. No?
No.
And
the last visit was for April 7th. And after that, there are no visits. So these are the only pending balance showing right now. And there are no future claims for the member.
Oh, okay. So there was something for April 7th? Not on this statement.
Yeah, so actually there was a one claim for April 7th, and it has already been taken care of by the Medicare. So Medicare has already paid. And we... So it has taken care of. And secondary
has also paid. Okay. So I'll mail a check then for this $257, and then that should take care of everything.
Yes.
Okay. I'll do that. I just wanted to make sure I would give you my address if you thought there might be any future billing because this house is being sold, so, you know, I just want to make sure that I'm making all the payments for him.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Bye.